Title: New Outbound Investment Restrictions Affect China, Semiconductors, Artificial Intelligence, and Quantum Computing. Content: On August 9, 2023, President Biden issued an Executive Order (EO) ordering the issuance of outbound investment restrictions. This EO comes after nearly a year of anticipation, as we have documented on several occasions over the past year. This is the start of the Reverse Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, CFIUS, process that has been mostly speculation and blog articles until yesterday. In conjunction, the Treasury Department issued a press release, fact sheet, and advance notice of proposed rulemaking, ANPRM, seeking comments from the public on the proposed restrictions by September 28. These restrictions will undoubtedly impact many U.S. companies and investors operating in the following spaces: quantum computing, artificial intelligence, and semiconductors, though we expect the U.S. government to at least consider expanding the limitations to other industries. The order to address U.S. outbound investments that may contribute to the threat of U.S. national security, the EO prohibits or requires notifications of certain investment activity involving certain countries of concern. While the EO could cover multiple countries of concern, presently, the EO only lists China, which includes Hong Kong and Macau. The EO also authorizes Treasury to prohibit U.S. persons from knowingly directing transactions if such transactions would be prohibited transactions if engaged in by a U.S. person, which our keen-eyed readers will recognize as the concept of a facilitation prohibition from U.S. sanctions regulations. The proposed regulations to implement the EO, Treasury released an ANPRM and press release and fact sheet on the same day. The ANPRM details how Treasury plans on implementing the program. This framework has already been met with various levels of criticism from members of Congress, who, we noted, have been pursuing their own outbound investment regime legislation. Treasury is allowing industry to comment and further help shape how the program is implemented. Interested parties are expected to have until September 28 to file comments, which is 45 days after the anticipated publication of the rulemaking. Draft regulations will follow after the ANPRM. No retroactive enforcement is contemplated, though Treasury is reserving the right to request information about past investments as part of its efforts to understand these sectors and investments. The key points of the rulemaking are as follows: covered national security technologies and products. In brief summary, the program proposes to prohibit U.S. persons undertaking a transaction with a covered foreign person engaging in activities involving semiconductors and microelectronics, the development or production of electronic design automation software, or front-end semiconductor fabrication equipment designed to be exclusively used for the volume fabrication of integrated circuits, the design, fabrication, or packaging of advanced integrated circuits that meet or exceed specified criteria, the installation or sale to third-party customers of a supercomputer, quantum information technologies, the production of quantum computer, dilution refrigerator, or two-stage pulse tub cryocooler, the development of quantum sensing platform designed to be exclusively used for military end uses, government intelligence, or mass surveillance end uses, the development of quantum network or quantum communication system designed to be exclusively used for secure communications, such as quantum key distribution artificial intelligence systems, the development of software that incorporates an AI system and is designed to be exclusively used, or primarily used, for military, government intelligence, or mass surveillance end uses, the program anticipates requiring U.S. persons to notify Treasury if undertaking a transaction with a covered foreign person engaging in activities involving semiconductors and microelectronics, the design, fabrication, or packaging of integrated circuits for which transactions involving U.S. persons are not otherwise prohibited, artificial intelligence systems, the development of software that incorporates an artificial intelligence system and is designed to be exclusively used, or primarily used, for cybersecurity applications, digital forensics tools, and penetration testing tools, the control of robot